Welcome to the ProfitWorks Sales and Marketing ROI Podcast, episode number 14. This podcast is brought to you by ProfitWorks Small Business Services, Inc. Today, we're going to take a look at the return on investment of traffic generated by search engine optimization, which is organic search traffic, versus traffic generated by social media activities, or also referred to as social media traffic. In the podcast, we're going to look at which one has the better return on investment, why it has a better return on investment, as well as how you can drive more traffic to your website using search engine optimization, and how you can drive more traffic to your website or to your business using social media. From the data we looked at, which was doing some research online, as well as looking at the data that we've collected from our own customers in terms of the return on investment they're seeing from both search engine optimization and social media, we found that on average, businesses generate a return on investment of about 200 to 275% for search engine optimization. And they generate, on average, about a negative 90% return on investment for social media. So by far, search engine optimization, from our data, looks to be the much superior option for marketing spending because it delivers a healthy return on investment, whereas it looks like social media actually results in a negative return. So you're actually losing money if you're spending time and money on social media. Another way of phrasing these return on investment metrics would be that for search engine optimization, for every dollar that you spend, you would make an additional $2 to $2.75 in profit. And for social media, every dollar that you spend on social media, you would actually lose 90 cents. The data we used to calculate this return on investment included sales figures for 3 years. So if in year one of doing an activity, whether it be search engine optimization or social media, if a customer was brought on, we included that if that customer that was brought on was of a recurring revenue type, that it would be 3 years worth of revenue and profits that we accounted for. So the reasons why search engine optimization has the better return on investment, and there's really five things. So one, search engines are the place where people go to buy. On average, about 95% of people, when they're looking to buy, go first to a search engine like Google. People who are using a search engine are in the mindset of buying. This is especially true for business-to-business type purchase transactions. If I think of myself personally, anytime I'm looking to buy something, the first thing I do is do a search on the internet. Second, almost no one goes first to a social media site when they're looking to buy. People who are using social media are almost never in the mindset of buying. Instead, what they're going on social media for is to connect with people or to be entertained. Personally, when I think about times when I've been looking to buy something for our business, I've never went on a social media site. Next, organic traffic accounts for a much higher portion of total website traffic. So depending on what reports you look at, search engine optimization type traffic, which would be organic traffic, usually accounts for anywhere from 35 to 50% of all traffic to websites, whereas social media, on average, would only be about 5 to 10% of all traffic. So just by the sheer magnitude of how much more traffic organic traffic represents, it makes sense that activities to drive more organic traffic would have the better return on investment. Next, social media has a time decay. So anytime you're doing anything on social media, you get the most impact right when you post something, and then over time, the benefits of it decay because it falls off news feeds and less people see it, and there's less and less of a chance of someone sharing your social media post. Whereas with search engine optimization, over time, the content becomes found by more people, builds more links, and it can actually increase its ranking within the search engines to get even more and more traffic over time. And finally, search engine optimization has a better return on investment because search engine optimization is more predictable. So search engine optimization, you can't determine exactly how well a page is going to rank, but you can get a sense for a general idea of how much traffic a page will be able to get based on search engine activities. Search engine optimization is based off of Google's algorithm, which is a calculation and is predictable. Whereas with social media, it's more like you're gambling and rolling the dice to see if one of your posts will go viral and get you a lot of coverage and a lot of traffic to your business. So now, how do you get this organic traffic? Well, again, to get organic traffic, you need to be doing search engine optimization activities on your website on a regular basis. There's two methods to do that. One, you can do it in-house yourself, or two, you can outsource to someone who specializes in doing that. If you're looking to do it in-house, check out the blog post. There's a lot of good links and resources in terms of what types of things you should be doing if you're looking to do it yourself. If you're looking to outsource that, you can contact ProfitWorks to discuss to see if they'd be a good fit, or just do an internet search for kind of who would maybe be a good company in your area. For social media, the way you can generate traffic through social media for your business is that either A, again, you can pay someone who specializes in that to do it, which I wouldn't recommend as it's usually very costly and, again, will have a negative return on investment. Second, you can buy advertisements on the various social media sites. Again, I would recommend against this for most businesses, as usually it will have a negative return on investment. And then third would be that you can do it internally. What we would recommend here is that, yes, do it internally, but don't put hardly any focus or energy on it beyond the bare minimums to get some benefit. Again, the reasons why we would recommend not spending a lot of time or money on social media is that what we've found is that it looks like for most businesses, usually for every dollar that they spend on social media, they're going to end up not even being able to recoup that cost, and it'll result in a loss for the business. At the bottom of the post, we also include detailed information on kind of what we would recommend you do on social media. And if you did decide to go against our recommendation and invest time in spending resources behind social media activities, some tips in terms of what you should maybe be doing. If you're not familiar with what social media is, or what SEO, or what search engine optimization is, or how they work, you can also check out the blog article. It does have more detailed information if you're just getting started out with this and need more information on even just understanding some of the terms used in this podcast. Thanks again for listening to the ProfitWorks Sales and Marketing ROI podcast. Be sure to check out our blog at www.profitworks.ca/blog. ProfitWorks provides services for businesses, helping them generate more sales from their website, whether that be through online traffic or generating more foot traffic to a physical location. While providing these services, ProfitWorks provides return on investment tracking and reporting. Purchase profitability. Contact us today to get assistance getting more sales for your business from your website. Call now, 226-241-7827.